Turning now to the world economy, Japan fell into a deeper recession in the third quarter of the year than was previously thought, the government said today. The Cabinet Office said that Japan's economy shrank at an annual pace of 1.8% in the July-September period, compared with its original estimate of a 0.4% contraction. This was also bad news for leading Japanese electronics maker Sony, who today announced its plan to cut 8,000 jobs. We spoke to Vanessa Rossi, an international economics expert at the UK-based research institute Chatham House. She told us more about how the Japanese government is dealing with the economic downturn.
For Japan, it's quite a difficult issue, partly because they've had a long period of slowish growth and already have quite large fiscal deficits and fiscal debt. So there's some reluctance to commit yet more money for this. In fact, ASO had recently discussed a fiscal package and proposed one, which would involve some kind of tax giveaways to households to encourage spending. And I'm afraid that this met, by and large in Japan, with not a very confident response. So the feeling there was that this money would be given but wouldn't be spent and wouldn't help much to be propping up the economy, given the scale and magnitude of these problems coming through. And I think that's probably right. I mean, if we look at what it translated into in a few hundred pounds per person per year, it's really not the kind of thing that was going to dramatically change these threats to jobs. And, of course, it's the threats to jobs that impact most on consumer sentiment and worries in households about financing and meeting their bills over the coming year. As long as that risk is very real, they're not going to be going out confidently spending.